Here's the Garth Brooks story. You know that he's been hit with allegations of sexual misconduct, rape. It's awful. I mean, all of these things that makeup artists and hairstylists has accused him of. And she had been working for Trisha Yearwood, his wife, before they were even married. She'd been part of their team for a long time. And apparently she did try to get money out of him before going public. So he's countersued her. This is his story. He's
suing this is Garth's version.
Garth's version of it. So he had commented in writing and denied all allegations. But now Garth said, let me get into Studio G and address this full on.
That's his safe place. That's his home studio. Mm-hmm.
Correct. And so he had...
How long was his statement?
25 minutes.
Wow.
A rambling...
Tears? Passion?
Both. Entertainment Tonight got pieces of it and boiled it down and said first, he's like, guys, strap in. This is going to take a long time to settle.
Lots happened in the last 2 weeks. But let's address the elephant in the room, shall we? People are telling me it could be up to 2 years. So take a deep breath. Settle in. Let's hold hands and take the trip together.
That is the most Garth thing. Let's hold hands and take a trip together.
To the land of sexual harassment.
What?
What kind of trip are we going?
This man is insane.
Grab my hand. Let's go to the land of inappropriate touching.
Now,
what?
I know. Sure. You said that was recorded in Studio G. Please tell me that wasn't Trisha Yearwood playing the organ behind him.
He had Miss Trisha play the organ, and he said, "We're going to do this for 25 minutes. Just play an organ track for 25.
Give me something off-putting."
That's very off-putting, Biggie's. That's a perfect choice of word for that music. It's so inappropriate. It's wholly inappropriate.
Well, then he starts.
Give me a little Fan of the Opera light. Billy.
What?
Huh?
So.
These are serious charges. I know.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That's right. So Garth said, speaking of Miss Trisha, let's talk about her. She's standing by him. She released a photo of the two of them holding hands and said something. Love wins. You know, still in love with this man after all these years. And so Garth said, Trisha is so wonderful. They've made a donation for the hurricane relief. And he was talking about a few years ago when they worked together for Habitat for Humanity. And he just said, just give me a moment to say what a wonderful woman I'm married to.
There's my girl right there. I saw a different side of my bride. Can I just brag on the queen for a second?
Let me talk about the queen here for a minute. She's unbelievable.
Come on in here. Now smile. I said smile.
Did Miss Yearwood make an appearance?
I believe she was in it briefly at the end. I didn't see the whole
25.
Yeah, I didn't see the whole 25, but I believe she was in it briefly and again is standing with Garth entirely through this. He said all this is lies just to try to extort him out of money.
Sure.
And now the lawyer says they're going to countersue because his record sales will go down, his touring, not as many people will come to the concert. His whole brand has been completely ruined by these allegations, which are patently false, according to Garth and his law team. And finally, at the end, he said to my fans.
Greatest, that's you,
that's
Kelly,
me,
and you,
that's
Biggie.
Me, that's Biggie. Mm-hmm. Greatest fans in the world.
When I look to my left and my right, you're there. I love you.
That's all he said.
Thank you.
When I look to my left and my right, you're there.
I love you.
I don't know if Garth is the greatest actor in the world or... I mean, he does have this far-off look in his eye like something's going on.
Yeah.
You know, but you just don't know.
I've not seen any of these clips. It's the first I've heard of it.
He always looks like that. He always has that look. He's just kind of a weird vibe about him. Always.
Oh, yeah, he always has.
But he's such a great guy until now, you know.
He seems like one of those people, because I've heard interviews with him before and I've heard people talk about him, but he seems like one of those people who is most comfortable on stage performing.
Yes. Yes. Well, I told you about the time I interviewed him. I got to sit down with Garth.
He was a superstar then.
He was. Probably at the height. This was 1997.
Yeah.
98.
You didn't see any inappropriate behavior then.
No.
He wasn't like, sit on my knee.
Garth, I got a camera guy outside in the hallway.
I'll just have a sat down on Papa's knee.
What?
No.
No, he did not guide my hands to his genitals, okay, as the woman accuses him
of.
Apparently, you know, according to her, he strolled around in front of her naked and all that stuff.
And flexed.
And flexed.
That's a weird part, but unfortunately, I've seen Kelly do it weekly.
I do that a lot, actually. I will do that. I'll do that nude. A lot of
times, you do it in the office, clothed.
Absolutely. In front of a mirror, naked, after a shower, I'll cover my genitals and try to look really good.
Yeah.
And that's a good look for me because my arms, I'm very, very insecure about my love handles. So my arms cover that when I do fig leaf pose. And a lot of times but there's no way I can take a photo of it because one arm, you know, can't be free. I have to keep them both.
Use a timer.
I guess I'd have to do it that way. That's right. But the one time, now I was working.
I think it's best you don't.
I probably shouldn't do that. I probably won't be taking any more photos of myself.
No, that's going to come back at some point. You should not do that.
Exactly. The other day, somebody asked at that pickleball tournament, somebody asked to borrow my phone to put in a score. And I joked around. I was like, you'll see all my nudes. And everybody's like, looked at me like, what? I was like, well, it's a joke. It's a joke. So, Garth, I was working local news, Fox affiliate. Garth was here for a concert. I'm going to say 1998. It was at the height of his power, you know, the 90s. And, you know, the thing was, I had seen him interviewed by Diane Sawyer probably a month earlier. I had seen it was Barbara Walters one, like a 2020 interview. Mm-hmm. And she asked him, what's it like to be on stage in front of 25,000 people who sing every word along with you? And he looked far off into the distance and said, it's like great sex. It's like the most satisfying sex you'll ever have. And he was off in the, and I was like, oh, okay, bam. I've got my question, you know. Mm-hmm. And so he came over to my table. Every affiliate got 5 minutes with him. He came over to my table. I said, hi, I'm Chris. He goes, I'm Garth. And said, and I was like, yeah, I know you're Garth. Okay.
Hi, Garth.
Gotcha. And I had.
Is it pronounced Gareth? No, it's Garth.
So I said to him, my last question, I was like, here's the killer. Here's going in for the kill. And I said, what's it like to be in front of 25,000 people who adore you, who sing every note you sing?
Did you elbow the camera guy?
Like, watch this.
Watch this. Mark this one. This is going to go for the Emmy.
And he goes, it's great. CBS, CBS affiliate. Let's go. Next. I was like, is it like sex? He's like, oh.
Ew.
Gross. Why would you say something like that?
That's what you said.